sun has set, the darkness deepens, and the world awaits midnight. Good evening. This is your host, Grave. Well, here we are together again, just like a family. Speaking of family, my brother Mort is going to barber school, and I think he'll make a wonderful haircutter when he gets over his fear of scissors. But my brother's a real sadist. When he wants your hair to lie down, he uses a whip. He was shaving a man the other day, cut him 3 times. When Mort asked the man if he wanted his head wrapped in a towel, the man said, "No, I'll just carry it home under my arm." And Mort can be dangerous. You're lucky if he just talks your ear off. Last week, a man came in and said he wanted a permanent. Mort thought he said he wanted to be permanent. So Mort embalmed him. You see, Mort used to be a mortician. But enough of this hirsute horror. Let's get on to tonight's story. Tonight, we follow the extraordinary adventure of Jeffrey Hogbein, a man with a most unique talent. He drinks. But instead of seeing pink elephants, Hogbein sees things far more sinister. Will anyone believe what he sees? You'll find out. My cup runneth over.
Well, that's a stupid place to put a wall.
Hogbein, dear.
Minerva, darling.
Are you enjoying my petite soiree?
Well, it's a nice enough party, but I think I'm in severe danger of becoming sober. I almost felt it when his wall jumped out at me.
Oh, Hoggy, you're never going to amount to anything unless you do something besides drink.
Minnie, my sweet, I don't need to amount to anything. I showed excellent taste in choosing wealthy parents. Besides, things always look a little better when they're out of focus.
Hogbein, you are impossible. Oh, why don't you just pass out?
Well, there's an idea. I think I'll need to go back for a short one first. Speaking of short ones, that's a cute little statue on the wall. Yeah, things do look better out of focus. That's an ugly little statue on the wall. Seems popular with the pigeons, though. Gotta admit, I've never before seen a 3-foot statue with built-in bad breath. I think I need a drink.
You ain't so hot yourself, you big clunk.
Huh? Who said that? Minerva, you having some fun with me again? Minerva? Minerva?
Big and stupid, big and stupid.
I know I see a lot of things sometimes, but I don't normally hear them. Statue, you didn't just speak to me, did you?
You really are a clunk, ain't you? If you weren't so stupid, you'd know I was invisible and you can't see me. But that don't mean you can't feel me, though. Ow! The bigger and stupider they are, the harder they fall.
Bartender?
Yes, sir.
Could I have another martini, please?
A double?
In fact, just leave the shaker. Thank you.
To you. Your nose is bleeding.
I know my nose is bleeding. This is how it reacts to being punched.
Why, Jeffrey Hogbein, you were in a fight.
I didn't fight. I got hit. There's a difference.
Well, who hit you? Oh, this is so interesting.
No, this is painful. I got hit by that 3-foot statue you've got down on the rock wall.
Statue? Hogbein, I don't have any statues. You're seeing things again. What's next? Pink elephants?
Are you all right, Mr. Hogbody?
Well, I'm a bit confused. A midget statue comes to life, punches me out, and to top it off, I lose my martini bucket.
This midget statue, Mr. Hogbine, what did it look like?
Oh, small, sloppy beard, kind of gray and dusty all over. Bad breath. Bad breath. You know, the usual.
Any special characteristics, Mr. Hogbine?
Well, he packed a good punch for a little guy.
Mr. Hogbine, you'd better come with us.
Where?
Just come along quietly, Mr. Hogbine.
Why?
Because we'll put you in prison if you don't, Mr. Hogbine.
Oh?
We're with the CIA, Mr. Hogbine.
Swell. I had a feeling this day was going to end badly. I'd just been assaulted. I'm being threatened by the CIA. There's only one thing that could make the day worse, and it just happened.
What's that, Mr. Hogbine?
I just found my martini, and it's got too much vermouth.
We've got an assignment for you, Mr. Hogbine.
You'll receive all possible support, Mr. Hogbine.
You'll report directly to this office.
We'll arrange communication channels.
Codes.
Weapons.
Wait a minute. What do you mean an assignment? A job? Work for the CIA?
That's it, Mr. Hogbine.
Precisely.
Fine grasp of the situation.
Firmly rooted in reality.
Your communications liaison will be Agent Brown.
Hello.
But
your command strategist will be Agent Gray.
Hello.
But
your field contact and immediate supervisor will be Agent Green.
But I'm no CIA man. I'm not equipped to deal with spies and things.
But you are equipped, Mr. Hogbine. Uniquely so.
Your qualifications have been thoroughly checked out, Mr. Hogbine. You've been painstakingly investigated.
Your government thinks you can do the job, Mr. Hogbine. And your government needs you.
You're not going to let your government down, are you, Mr. Hogbine?
Your government wouldn't like that, Mr. Hogbine.
We wouldn't like that, Mr. Hogbine.
What do I have to do?
Oh, that's classified information, Mr. Hogbine. We'll let you know when the time comes, when we need your special abilities.
What are my special abilities?
That's classified too, Mr. Hogbine.
Let me know when the time comes.
We can tell you this, Mr. Hogbine. Your assignment concerns a situation in which we consider a clear and present danger to the security of the United States of America.
We can't stress too strongly the importance of this assignment, Mr. Hogbine.
The nation's security rests on your shoulders, Mr. Hogbine. We are depending on you to give your very best for your country.
Well, if you put it that way...
We do, Mr. Hogbine.
I'll give it everything I've got. By the way, what have I got?
We've already told you, Mr. Hogbine, that's...
I know. Classified.
You'll be told when the time comes, Mr. Hogbine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ah, nuts.
Yes, Mr. Hogbine?
Can I have a dollar for the bus?
No, Mr. Hogbine.
Oh, I love sleeping in. I deserve this. I had a rough night. Ah, the peace. Ah, the quiet.
And the phone!
Hello?
Good afternoon, Mr. Hogbine. Come to the office, please.
Hello?
We need to conduct some tests, Mr. Hogbine. Consider yourself activated.
Hello? Activated? I'm not sure I'm even alive.
Just a few small tests, Mr. Hogbine. This is Agent White.
Agent White is our serologist.
What's that?
Just a small syringe, Mr. Hogbine.
What do you mean, small? I'm not going to be a shish kebab for anyone.
Agent White is going to take a small sample of your blood.
Not with me, he won't.
And then we'll give you a martini.
Okay.
Then Agent White will take another sample.
Not with me, he won't!
And then we'll give you a highball.
Okay. Ouch! How about a warning, you vampire? The whole afternoon gonna go this way?
Ouch!
What's next on the list? A Manhattan?
That'll be... Whoops! Got me again, didn't you?
Mr. Hogbein, you are an amazing human being.
Remarkable. How do you account for your tolerance?
Believe and live and let live. Always have.
Astounding capacity. 14 full-strength cocktails. I don't see how you do it.
I don't see much of anything. Things got a little fuzzy after number 10.
I'm not surprised. I wish some of my other agents could drink like you.
Well, just natural talent. Yep, everything's real soft around the edges. Except for that midget statue in the corner. Now, that's focused real good.
Midget statue?
What midget statue? Where?
By the window. I didn't know you guys had one. Looks just like the one Minerva had at the party. Boy, those little guys must be getting real popular. Well, maybe I should get one for my apartment. Nah, my apartment smells bad enough already. Maybe I should get a new apartment? Nah, I'd have to get used to the bathroom being somewhere else.
You stupid clunk! You see too much! We're gonna get you, Hogbein!
Hold it! Hold it, men! Mr. Hogbein, is it gone?
Mr. Hogbein?
What's that, huh?
The midget statue. Is it gone?
Oh, yeah, he went poof. Actually, more like smash. Speaking of smash, do you think you might take me home?
Mr. Hogbein, we have a few more questions about that midget statue.
Sorry, can't help you.
Why not, Mr. Hogbein?
Because I think I'm going to pass out.
Astounding capacity.
How'd I get here? Oh. Must have been the CIA. My socks are folded. No way! I'm dying! All right, sadist, I'm coming. Stop with the pounding. Oh. Oh, why aren't I buried? All right, I'm here, I think. All right, now who... Ah, come on, quit picking on me. You're short. You're gray. You don't smell good. You've got a ray gun. Ray gun? Where am I? Well, it's not home. Nope. I don't wear chains like these at home. And I don't light my apartment with torches like these. And my apartment isn't cut out of solid rock. Nope, this isn't home. Hello?
Shut up.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there behind me. Come here often?
Shut up.
Oh, yes, sir. Nice spear you have there. Looks nice and sharp. Oh. Yes, I can feel by the way you just shaved my Adam's apple that it is sharp. If you don't mind, I'll just lay here. Quietly.
Yoo-hoo, Merkin. You there? It's Zelda.
Yeah, in here, Zelda, with the ugly topside clump.
Ouch! All right, it's sharp. It's sharp.
Oh, it's an ugly one, isn't it? I brought you some wine. You shouldn't have to stand guard here in this nasty old part of the cave. Big one, too. I'm glad to have it all wrapped up in those chains like that. Makes me feel secure.
Makes me feel impressed.
Shut up.
Ow!
Hey, Zelda, you want one of his ears for a souvenir?
No, no, she doesn't want my ears. They're big and dirty.
Shut up!
Oh, Merkin, you brave thing, you. I'd much rather have one of your ears. Merkin, shame on you.
Zelda, you know you make me crazy.
But this ugly topside...
He ain't going anywhere, not in all those chains. And I got the keys right here. Come on, Zelda, plant a big juicy one right here.
Right there, Merkin?
Yes, yeah, Zelda, baby. Right there.
Okay, you brawny hunk of cobalt manhood.
Yeah!
scrawny kobold manhood. Now, to get that key. All right, Hogbine, let's move.
Excuse me, Miss Zelda, did I really just see you, a 3-foot-tall woman, use karate to knock out a 3-foot-tall man carrying a spear? Is that what I saw?
Of course, Hogbine. That's what they teach us in self-defense school back at the agency. By the way, you can call me Agent Green.
My field supervisor?
Right. Now, we've got to finish our job down here in the Cobalt Caverns and report back to the agency. But first, tell me why you're in the field 2 days early. It upset my timetable.
Well, it wasn't my idea. I was sleeping when this little guy knocked at the door.
Kobolds brought you here? But it wasn't time yet.
Kobolds? You mean these little guys? Well, maybe they didn't have a copy of the schedule.
Hogbine, you're telling me you were captured and it wasn't your idea?
Why would I want to be the prisoner of a bunch of midgets? You should pardon the phrase.
How else do you get the enemy to take you where you want to go? It's the first thing they teach us in the agency infiltration school.
I wouldn't know.
You haven't even been to an agency school? Oh, sir. You're all I need, Hogbine. A 6-foot babysitting job. Up on your feet. But be careful.
Ow!
The rope's a little low. Are you all right?
I think so. I won't be wearing a cowboy hat for a while, though.
Right. Follow me.
Agent Green, things are moving a bit quickly for me to grasp. Now, what's going on? You've used the word kobold a few times now.
The kobolds are the people who live in these caverns. They've been called a lot of names over the centuries.
Yeah, I can think of a few myself.
Names like kobold, brownie, pixie, elf, leprechaun. Of course, that's only in Ireland. Goblins, trolls, so on.
You mean the little people are the little people?
Right. And they're getting ready to invade us again.
Again?
Yes. During World War II, we lost a lot of planes for mysterious reasons. The pilots blamed it on gremlins.
But all the time, it was really...
Gremlins, right. The Kobold peoples are the remnants of the lost civilizations of Atlantis and Mu. They literally went underground. Watch out for that... water.
Thanks.
The Kobolds are preparing a big offensive against the outer world. They want to take over the surface again.
Right. And we're going to stop them.
We're headed for one of their biggest workshops. Come on!
Wait a minute!
What's the matter? Are they following us?
No. I want to wring out my socks.
Hurry, Hogbine. We're losing time.
Well, if these are the little people, don't they have magic and things they can use against us?
Things, yes. Magic, no. What they have is a very respectable array of scientific weapons, including an invisibility cloak.
You mean like put it on and disappear?
Usually. What it does is vibrate at a frequency that shifts the visible spectrum just far enough so most people can't see the wearer. However, a few people, if they've had enough of the right kind of drink, start seeing things like you.
Like me?
That's how we got onto you. So many people started telling stories about all the things you said you'd seen when you were drunk that we checked it out. We were going to use you as a spy until you blew your cover.
Well, it was blown for me.
Never mind. We're almost there. We've got to destroy their arsenal. That door over there leads to their armory. I'm going to blow up their ray gun arsenal. I want you to take this...
A handful of shoelaces?
It's a detonation cord, Hogbine. You're going to put their distribution system out of action while I get myself captured to get into the armory. While I'm gone, you blow up their conveyor belt and steal all the invisible cloak. Got it? See you later.
Agent Hogbine. Master Spy Hogbine. Oh, I like that. Well, 00 Hogbine, let's mix up some brownies. Well, there are the conveyors, and there are the crates full of invisible cloaks. Agent Hogbine, put those conveyors out of action.
Yes, sir, Agent Hogbine, sir.
Now, first, we just wind this detonation cord around a few wheels and over this post. I wonder if this is enough. I just throw the extra cord up on the belt. The CIA stuff is kind of fun. Uh-oh. I don't think it's fun anymore.
Let me go!
Watch out, Purple. She does some kind of weird thing with her hands and feet.
Did she put those lumps on you, Merkin? I don't want to see how she does it. Sure those ropes are tight?
You boys are making a mistake.
You made the mistake, you dirty little topside spy.
Oh, you didn't have to hit her, Merk.
Shut up. Let's get her locked up.
Oh, this is just great. What do I do now? I don't know where I am. I'm three times as big as anyone else, and the minute they see me... Hey, they don't have to see me. Where are those invisible cloaks? Agent Hogbine to the rescue. Now, tiny little things. Oh, maybe if I just kind of wrap them around me. Hey, my feet are gone. Hogbine, the invisible man. I better get over here behind the conveyor and put the rest of these cloaks on.
I still don't think you had to hit that frail little...
Frail? What is that?
Looks like a head just sitting on the conveyor. It's that big, ugly topsider.
Looks like somebody cut him down to size.
Merkin, did you just see that thing blink?
Don't be a stoop. Disconnected heads don't blink.
Hello, boys. Remember me? I ain't got no body.
So I'm going to take yours.
Yum, yum.
Run! The thing's flying after us.
That was really stupid. I can't believe it actually worked. I better find Zelda.
Hogbine, what are you doing?
Not again. I thought you got away?
Escape training at the agency school. I just had those guys take me where I wanted to go and escape.
But you were tied up and knocked out.
Hogbine, I'm a trained agent. Not like some people I could name. Now, let's move. I set a timer in the armory, and all this stuff will go up at the same time.
When?
In about 2 minutes. Come on! And be sure you watch out for... Ow! Low-hanging rocks!
How far to these caves? Run!
But once we're through this crystal grotto here, we're almost at our exit point.
Yeah, I think I smell fresh air. Zelda, I mean, Agent Green, do you hear something?
That's wrong. It sounds like the explosives have caused a fault to ship. But that shouldn't have happened where we placed the charges. Hogbine, where did you put that dead cord?
Well, around the conveyor. Like you told me.
Around the conveyor?
Well, I had a lot left over, so I kind of tossed it up on top of the belt.
On top of the belt? So if it got turned on, the charge could travel for miles. Congratulations, Hogbine. You have just caused an
earthquake!
Quick, run for the opening. It's just up there to the right. There should be a chopper waiting to pick us up.
It's a little difficult, the way the floor is jumping around.
Here we are. You go first. You've got the important thing, the invisible cloak.
Ladies, first.
Hurry! The ceiling is giving way.
Zelda, look out! Agent Green! Agent Green! Zelda! Are you all right?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm in an earthquake. You jump on top of me. Someone covers us up with rocks. And my leg is broken.
Oh, no. Let me see.
Ouch. I'm fine. Just climb out of here and get the chopper crew.
But I want to help you.
I'll be safer if you don't. Ow! Watch where you're going.
Dr. Pierce wanted in surgery. Dr. Pierce wanted in surgery.
Agent Green, you have done a competent job.
quite satisfactory.
Appropriate remarks will go into your file.
Thank you, Agent Gray. Agent Brown.
Another assignment is being prepared for you as soon as you are fit for duty.
A jungle operation. Very important. We've had to cancel a lot of leaves.
Who will I be working with?
Agent Orange.
Figures.
What about me?
Hogbine, you're a menace. If we could just donate you to the enemy. Think of it. Earthquakes, flood, plague, pestilence.
Maybe I better leave.
One moment, Mr. Hogbine. We'd like to discuss your future with the agency.
Come on, you guys. You heard Agent Green. She's right. I can't do anything. I'd probably cause a collapse of civilization.
It's true you're not agent material in the strictest sense, Mr. Hogbine, but you do have a certain talent.
Yeah, I drink.
That you certainly do, Mr. Hogbine.
And the last time you guys gave me a few short drinks, I wound up fighting midgets who wanted to take over the world.
True, Mr. Hogbine, but you did accomplish the task. Now we have another situation which we think requires your unique ability.
One which, we need hardly say, could have the most dire effect on our nation's security.
Tell me, Mr. Hogbine, have you ever had a beverage known as a zombie?
Zombies? Oh, no!
Well, looks like the little people got their comeuppance after all. That earthquake really buried their plans for taking over the world. Or did it? The next time you've had one too many, and you start seeing little men, can you be sure they aren't the kobolds planning another attack? You could always make sure by smelling their breath, but that might be even worse than their ray gun. Runneth Over was written by Michael McConaughey and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Michael Collins, Celia Strassner, Leonard Sloan, Arthur Dutch, William Irwin, and Michael Vernon. Also heard were Sandra Snow and Bob Farley. Sound effects by David Surtees with Mark Teller. Production assistance by Kathleen Arms and Bunna Newman. Engineering by Gil Jones. Midnight is a Roger Rittner radio production. Now, until we meet again, this is your host, Graves, reminding you that wherever you are, it may not be midnight now, but it soon will be. Ha 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 ha